This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center has a new name. Executive Director Jennifer Barta, thanks for coming in this morning.
Great to see you.
So, talk about the new name. Well, we previewed it, the story last week, but tell us more.
Yeah. So, we're really excited. You know, we've been Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. I think we were Humane Society. And if you know a little bit about our history, we started in 2001 from some amazing individuals who really wanted to help the animals of Douglas County. And we're kind of still a baby organization, but we've moved beyond adoptions and we do a lot for the community, and that's one of our focuses right now.
And so how did you get to Humane Society? How'd you pick that?
Yeah. Well, you know, it really encompasses not just for animals, but really focusing on the community as well. So pets and people. So we've really started to focus more on, I don't know if you have community cats in your area, but I'm sure you've probably seen the outdoor cats. And so there's a need for spay and neuter. There's a need for food banks. So that's really become a huge focus. And we already so far this year have done spay and neuters for the public for over 1,400 animals, as well as our own 1,400 animals. So that and a lot of food banks, we do over about 15,000 pounds of food this year so far.
And are you seeing this kind of problem in terms of the level of need in other areas as you talk to similar organizations?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, whether it's just access to spay and neuter based on being able to afford it, being able to get the ride, or just having so many cats in your area. And also, there's a lot more dogs not getting adopted as quickly nationwide. So it is a nationwide problem.
Any idea where it kind of all started?
You know, I think COVID had a lot to do with it, and not being able to do spay and neuter and a limited amount of appointments. And then, you know, costs have gone up. People are struggling just to afford their own food. So oftentimes affording, you know, food for your animal can be tough. Although a lot of individuals would do that before they feed themselves.
Well, and I know the other day I bought cat food and dog food and some other things. And I was looking at the pricing going, yeah. Wait, this used to be like half this much like two years ago.
For sure. And sometimes you go to the vet and your cat has a problem. I mean, just our one cat has a medical issue that costs us $80 a month. I can't imagine. I mean, what if I had two or three like that?
Right. And what if you had a really limited income, you got a number of kids at home.
Exactly.
And it's really hard to do. Do you think during COVID some people got pets because of the situation who normally didn't have pets, and that's one of the things that kind of led to all this?
Possibly, but also just the normal amount of people wanting to adopt and some people working from home, and it's that amazing company, and then not being able to get appointments, that could be challenging.
So you have put the new name out there. People are starting to see it, probably going to be seeing it even more.
Yeah, super excited for that. So we have you know, we can't do this without our donors. And so this holiday season, if you're thinking of donating, it goes to a good cause to help the pets and people of Douglas County. So we desperately need that. I mean, we do have a county contract, but we have to raise about 90% of our income to help us make this happen. And it can cost us about $3,000 every time we do a spay and neuter day for the public. That's a lot.
And we'll talk about some of the improvements you've made in the last year or so.
Yeah, so, you know, making some improvements to the building and doing some needed things and fixing some things up, but really just doing as much as we can. You know, we've got the three food banks per month. We go out to Stewart Park and then some of our clinics that we do. So check out our website because you'll see some of those things that we can do for the public. And we're trying to do more for our building, and it's a little here and there. And a lot of our group volunteers help us do that outdoor work, which has been necessary.
And talk about the area you have around the building. Maybe a lot of people just kind of pull into the building. There's the building.
Yeah.
But don't realize what's all around it.
Yeah. So we have a large area that we have to keep mowed. And thankfully, we have a lovely donor who helps us get that done with a local organization. But it used to be just volunteers. We have a lot of wood chips we constantly need doing, a lot of repairs. And so our community volunteers help us do that probably about, I want to say, like two times a month at least. So if you want to volunteer with your company, do that and help us. That'd be great.
What are some of the other volunteer opportunities that are out there?
Yeah, everything from working in our clinic. We're always looking for more TNR volunteers. So that's our trap, neuter, return for those outdoor cats. We're looking for more volunteers to walk dogs, to foster. If you want to foster an animal this holiday season, I mean, what better to do? And also, you can volunteer with events like we have tonight, our Santa Paws event. So that's super exciting. I can tell you more if you want to know.
Sure, yeah, let's do it.
So tonight we actually have, we're going to be at the Festival of Lights. So this is the first pack walk we've ever done. We're super excited about that, where you can walk with your dog through the Festival of Lights. We'll have, it is $5 per adult to walk, but your dog and kids are free. And then $10 if you want to go to Santa Village, you can do a picture with Santa and get a digital download with your dogs. Well-behaved pets on leash. So if you do have a well-behaved cat that's not afraid of dogs, or a pony, you know, whatever. If you want to bring your mini Highland cow, I'm down for that. And then we have a bake sale and we have a raffle, and it's just $10 per photo.
Wow. You know, I would be curious to see the reaction to the dogs with all those, you know,
I know, I'm just lights. Kidding. I mean, but, you know, if they're very well-behaved. And the dogs... They do like it. I mean, it's dark. And so if they're not scared of lights and they're not scared of other dogs, it can be a lovely night. And we're hoping, you know, no rain.
Yeah, no, we've got no rain. Woo-hoo. Rain is gone. So you're
bundle
set.
Bundle up.
Yeah, well, yeah, definitely. You're set there. What time does that start?
So about 4:30, we're going to sign up for the walk. And then we'll do that walk between 5 and 7. And then the Santa Holiday Village is 4:30 to 7 to come get your photos.
All right, so that is tonight.
Yeah, super excited. Come on out.
Anything else coming up for the holidays?
Oh, gosh. Well, you may see some specials. We have a lot of animals that need a home. So we're trying to do that final push for adoptions and final push for donations. So if you can help us, we would love it.
All right, Jennifer Barta from Saving Grace Humane Society. Thanks for coming
in. Thanks so much, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.